it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where I have spent the last 8 years trying to help people understand the complexities of who we are as human beings. And we are so much more than just a physical body. We are emotional, and I think everybody recognizes that. We are intellectual and we are spiritual, and I don't mean religious necessarily, although that can be a component. It's really the understanding that we are connected to all living things. So whether it's a tree, your plant, your animal, anything that is alive, and technically everything is. We're all made up of atoms, molecules, nucleus. You know, we have all of that going for us. And it's just a matter of recognizing those different components so you can live your best life by being in balance. I have a new guest with me today named Michael Monk. And Michael and I are just kind of getting to know each other a little bit on today's show. But before we get started, I want to let you know that all of the shows are found at synergyconnectionradio.com. And so if you go into that website, you'll see at the very top, one of the categories is show notes. And if you click on show notes, then you're going to find all of the shows there. And you can scroll through. Some people, I've had to do 5 or 6 shows over the 8 years. Some have done 1 or 2, but all of them are people that I believe have a wealth of knowledge to share. And so this purpose of doing the show is just to bring their knowledge and make it accessible to people who are listening to the podcast. In addition, there is a link there called Boomers Forever Young. And if you go to their link and look at their products, I've been using them for 9 years. I believe it certainly brought me through the pandemic. I didn't choose to take the COVID vaccine. A lot of the people I know that did take it, unfortunately, have side effects. And I'm very thankful that I didn't choose to take it. But I do use supplements. I've used them for many, many, many years, more than the 9 years that I've used the Boomer products. But they have two that I would highly recommend you take a look at. They're both by the same inventor. His name is Eric Kurtz. And Eric developed Myotrol, which is Myotrol. That is to build stamina and rebuild your muscle, because you lose 1% of your muscle mass every year after the age of 50. So as you continue to age, your muscles will atrophy. And that's just part of aging. If you look around at people who are in their late 60s, 70s, 80s, you see it, unless they're working out all the time. And most people, quite honestly, don't. The other product he invented is called Collagene. So think of Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola, and then G-E-N-E. So C-O-L-A-G-E-N-E. This product rebuilds the cartilage in your body. So again, a lot of people that have been athletes, even if they weren't athletic, by the time you hit 60, you're kind of waking up and going, oh, that hurts. And it might be a knee, it might be a shoulder, it might be a hip. This is where hip replacements, knee replacements, sometimes shoulder replacements, deterioration of the rotator cuff area. So we have cartilage that holds these joint areas together. And what you want to look at here is, where are you in that spectrum? And if you're beginning to have these aches and pains where it's bone on bone, Collagene rebuilds the cartilage. And it's better, in my estimation, than having surgery to do a replacement, which probably 60% of the time works pretty well, but there's a 40% gap where a lot of people are still in quite a bit of pain. So it might be an option to try that, or even stem cell, like injections, although those aren't covered, I don't think, by insurance. So this is a lot less expensive than doing something like a stem cell injection. At any rate, check out their website. There's thousands of testimonies. If you should decide that you want to try one of their products, all you need to do for 15% discount is put my name in the discount box. And the company has said I can offer this on the podcast. So if you want a 15% discount and you want to try something, please use my name. Also, all of their products are 60-day guarantee. So if you're using something and at the end of 30, 35, 40 days, and you go, huh, nope, not working for me, just send it back, get your money back. So maybe keep the box that it arrives in so that it's easy for you to put it back in there. They take an empty bottle back. So you can certainly try things without any risk, and maybe, just maybe, you'll have a wonderful benefit from using it. Again, I've used their products for 9 years. I love them. I wouldn't be without them. All right. So, all of that being said, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lucy. Thanks for having me. Blessed and honored to be here.
My pleasure, really. So you began, I was reading a little bit about your background, and you began your journey in 1999. And I said you had spontaneously received a communication from the voice of God. And then it was followed by a lot of experiences of reality bending miracles that came through prayer. So I was really curious about that. What does that mean? I mean, I know that Mary Magdalene certainly received messages, but were you just sleeping and then all of a sudden heard a voice that you interpreted to be the voice of God? Or how did that work?
I was mindlessly watching a comedy movie towards the end of 1999, and I was in the middle of just laughing and enjoying it when I felt this thunderous presence enter into the top of my head and just sit with me inside my brain. And then a voice boomed in my eardrums, and I could sense it telepathically in my brain, and said, "Stop laughing, stand up, turn the TV off." So I did as the spirit suggested. And reached in inquisitively, wondering what was talking to me. I asked if it was my grandfather, and the voice said yes. And I get this electricity from head to toe, hairs standing on their end, and these champagne bubbles of bliss, the feeling I've come to call the Holy Spirit. But then there was more, like it was communicating with me that I'm missing something. There's more to this. So my cousin had recently passed, and I asked cousin Jason, "Is that you?" And the same voice said yes, and the same feeling, the electricity and the champagne bubbles of bliss. So I said, "You're my cousin and you're my grandfather. I'm confused." And then it opened up my inner vision, what I've come to know to be the third eye. I didn't know at the time, but my outer vision was replaced with my inner vision. And I saw, I don't know if it was thousands, millions, maybe even billions, but a humanoid light beings, like angels, all connected together with little silver threads of energy that were speaking to me as one unified voice. And that's when my heart, like my inner self, recognized what I was talking to. So I acknowledged it as God, and it said, "You have finally met me. I give you a space and time to ask any questions."
Wow. Did that make you fearful in any way, or was your curiosity at such a high level that you just went, oh, great, I can ask questions?
Yeah, I think I'm a lot like a cat in that regard, a lot more curious than I am afraid.
Okay. And so what kind of questions were you asking?
Questions that, looking back, were pretty irrelevant. All I had to go on was the Bible, and this connection that I made led me to truths so much higher than what can be written in black and white, especially by ancient mankind. So I was just asking it questions about Jesus and about the Bible and stuff. I don't even remember what the questions were because I don't deem them to be that important anymore.
One of the things that you and I briefly talked about just prior to starting the recording is my understanding, at least, that every power that, for instance, Jesus had, we
Yes. Yes.
have. And what is your interpretation of that? Because I know I have mentioned it to people, is that, we have to trust and we have to see with our heart, not our brains.
Yes.
We spend probably 98% of our time thinking. And when we
Right.
start feeling and understanding
Right.
intuition or this intuitive understanding of life and get out of the brain and into our heart, all of our decisions will be correct.
Yes, I have the same exact philosophy. There's no philosophy of black and white, a mental philosophy that will guide you true in every situation. The only thing that I found is that your heart knows what's best in each unique situation. So I've mastered my mind. In other words, I don't think, but thoughts bubble up from my heart. And that's all that I go by. Every word that I say, every interaction, everything is all heart driven. And it's interesting that you brought up Jesus and his miracles, because the Holy Spirit gives me interpretations of things that are quite often a different than traditional understanding. Well, I've come to realize that we are all so connected in ways that just the nervous system tells our spirit a different story, that we're all separated. That's a part of the experience, but we're all part of one giant soul that you could call human or earth. And we're all inseparably connected. And in spirit, the achievements of one become the achievements of all, because we're all feeding this one giant soul under God. So the scriptures say that these things and great, it's Jesus talking to the apostles, these things and greater you shall do because I go now to the Father. So I asked God, what does that mean? And God answered, well, Christ was a spirit that came here, a very potent, powerful spirit that basically broke all of our so-called rules of reality, conquered death, changed water to wine, walked on water, performed miracles to the nth degree, and then ascended back into the collective consciousness, into the human soul, so that every human after that now has Christ within them. Like literally each one of us is a walking avatar of Christ, though most of us are unaware of that.
Oh, interesting. So I had shared with you, and I guess I'm going to use this as an example, but I had shared with you what happened in ICU with my husband when
Yes.
I was told that he had an hour and a half to live. So the doctors, after I had done this energy work on him and raised the oxygen level from 78% to 98% in literally 30 seconds,
Wow.
they said this is impossible. So I have since then, when people say, well, how did you do that? And I tell them all the time, it wasn't me. It was just that I opened myself to the receiving of divine energy.
Yes.
So I was a conduit, but it wasn't me personally in this human form that did anything, but I became
Right.
a conduit. Now, is that the more accurate way to look at something like that?
It depends on the circumstance. Each one is unique. As a healer, I've probably worked with over 1,000 people, and I've made magic and miracles happen of my own will, my own volition, my own human ego conducting energy with my own consciousness, and had some great results. I've also had great results with prayer and faith healing, just getting out of the way and praying and asking God to do it. I've also had great results with what you were describing by simply being a channel for whatever needs to flow through. So all three are possible. But I would say that I usually try to cover my bases. When I'm doing a healing, I attempt all three, and then I know that I'm doing everything I can for the person.
Okay, that would make some sense too. As a psychotherapist for many, many years now, one of the
Okay.
things that I think also happens under these kind of circumstances, yours, mine, and other people's, is that we are there to maybe teach at some level what is possible. And so
Yes.
people that are scientists, like medical doctors, they only know what medicine can do and what they've been taught
Right.
through lectures and hands-on experiences and things of that nature. And so
Right.
faith healing brings a lot of doubt to them as to that
Yes.
possible, as the medical doctor said to me. But he said, you did save his life. So maybe a part of what was happening is that particular doctor and the nurses there needed to see something
Yes.
not medical in nature to better understand the power
Absolutely.
beings have.
Yes, once our doctors are educated in the truth of spirit, our medicine is going to go next level. So we need them and they need us. Same thing with the scientists. Once they can actually start believing their science, like they already know through quantum reality and everything, the things that we do, but they just don't accept that it can be done, but once spirit is understood by each individual, we will make advancements in medicine, science, art, music, all the major things. We will have our golden age, but it will require each individual remembering their spirit.
How do people go about remembering? I think that is
Well,
a huge challenge, and it's part of what you do, I believe, at your Avatar Institute that you have,
yes.
is teach people how to go within and how to remember.
Well, I start by teaching them how they forgot. What the actual incarnation process. And just to give some backdrop or qualifications to saying this, I've had over 1,000 out-of-body experiences. So I've witnessed spirits being born into the world. I've also been there to help spirits transition death. So I have a lot of experience with this. And how it is that we came to believe that we were human is because of the electrical system of the human body. The infant baby is formed in the womb and during the birthing process gets pushed out. When that baby takes its first breath, spirit enters in through that breath and then gets entrained by the electrical system of the human body, which is measurable physical electricity. I'm sure you understand as an energy worker that our spiritual energy is very soft and very subtle. It has a different type of power. It's not dynamic power. It's communicated. It's divine power. So this soft, empathic, divine spirit that we have got subjected to this electrical data that says sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, and bam! It's like all of a sudden you can't even remember your spirit anymore because you're now hypnotized and trained to the nervous system to only listen to the pictures that your brain is painting to your spirit. So there's two primary techniques I teach in my school for people to remember their spirit. One is meditation. In meditation, you reduce your brain waves and you ignore the physical data coming through the nerves. And if you can do that sufficiently, all of a sudden your spirit makes it, you start to get visions, you start to have out-of-body experiences, and you remember your spirit through ignoring, through to turning the brain down. The other way, and the more important, is the full fusion of spiritual consciousness. And this is by raising the brain waves, by being present in the now, come out of the brain and examine the information the nerves are telling you with such a laser sharp focus that if you can encompass all of the sensory data the electricity is giving you, there becomes room for more. And I call this the pop. And all of a sudden, you're inside your body and outside of it at the same time, getting spiritual data and physical data.
That's interesting. Maybe that's part of the reason that babies cry at birth.
Oh, yeah. It's
Right.
quite a shock to the senses. Yeah, big
So
time.
it's probably the little spirit soul is going, what just happened?
Yeah, quite a shock.
And yet
Yeah.
it chose, obviously, to come back, and to incarnate.
Yes.
Nevertheless, at the moment that they are born, all of that, like you said, has been forgotten, and now they're just in this
Yes.
physical form, and it's quite a shock to their system, I'm sure.
It is. This is a greater density of energy than the subtle ether from which we came. So here we're exposed through the electricity. Because of the electricity, our soft, subtle spirit is able to manipulate a body of mass and water and breathe air. These are elements of energy that are of a greater density than the subtle energy from which we came. And because of the neurons and the nervous system, our etheric spirit can puppeteer and get sensory information here. And we can be exposed to this greater energy. But I found very much so in my practice that we're here for a reason, and it is the body is the temple through which the spirit progresses itself.
Is everyone that you have worked with that, begins to understand this, do they all have different reasons for being in their physical form?
Perceived, different perceived reasons, yes. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that nobody knows these things for sure. Life is a sacred, guarded mystery that nobody can figure out. And I think that the most confused among us are the ones that think they've figured it all out. That being said, with all the data, all the out-of-body experiences, all the energy work within the body, I'm quite convinced that we're here to grow our level of I amness as spirit. We're pure consciousness, we're pure awareness that innately expresses itself as living light, as radiant spiritual energy. Through my exposure to the physical body, I got to watch this step by step by having the out-of-body experience at different stages of my journey. I got to see my spirit progress from a light little wispy soft emanence to this powerful force of love and luminosity that can beam light like 50 feet out. Like I got to witness in real time by me being present within my body the growth that my spirit has obtained. And so that gives me the testimony that I believe with all my heart that we're here to grow the soul, that this is evolution, and that's why we keep doing it.
So I'm going to, ask another kind of a question. So
Okay.
from the time I was probably in my maybe late teens, I did have a near-death experience, and there was a, I thought it was a doctor that was at the foot of my bed, and it turns out that it wasn't, because I asked questions of the nurses, and they said, no, no one's been in here. But I think that most of us have had an experience that we can't explain, something that,
Yes.
and so what I've noticed, and I would think this may be true for you and others that you know, is it doesn't make any difference where I am. I can be at a restaurant, I can be in the grocery store, I can be shopping in a department store. But if somebody does look in my direction where they see my face, okay, I get this instant almost. Babies, children, they turn around and they look like, who are you? That kind of a look. And an instant recognition with this big smile, and it's a very loving smile. And I play with it now because it happens all the time. And so I know that it's a soul recognition, if you will.
Yes,
A part
yes.
of their soul that is recognizing a part of my soul. And it's almost this little playfulness that goes, oh, I'm glad that I'm seeing you. Now they don't
Yeah.
know me, but
Right.
their soul recognizes that energy. So is that.
Yes. Yes, I absolutely. That's we have a type of memory in our spirit that's more like touch than sight and sound, but we know spirit through like the heart. So yeah, I agree with you, and I've witnessed that a lot myself. This recognition that happens between newborn souls and sometimes older ones too. Sometimes adults get the same thing.
I'm seeing it with a lot of the wide range of ages, babies to elderly people. And it is this somehow, some way recognition. And I used to feel like, okay, they're just looking at me because, maybe, the fact that I was, when I was younger, a lot of people thought I was a movie star. So, I mean, it might be that kind of a look, like, oh, should I know you? But that is not the case anymore. And it's just this kind of recognition that's very sweet. So, my next thought is that I think a lot of us, you, myself, hundreds of thousands maybe of other people across the world, are have this, it's referred to as awakening. There's something that's happening. And I think all of us energetically that are energy workers are maybe here right now to help begin to heal. And I know that's, you hear that all the time, and it's kind of like, I don't know the word I want to use here, but it sounds artificial maybe. But maybe healing our planet, maybe healing the negative energy that's here by lifting it on a vibrational frequency, because I tell everyone I work with that that's who we are. We are just vibrational frequencies. And what station do you want to tune into? You may be tuned in
Right.
one that is not a healthy vibration for you. And just by moving the dial ever so slightly, you can move into one that is healthier and that will enable you to live, a better life. But you have to turn the dial. So
Yes, you do.
that kind of a part, I mean, our show today is about safe initiations. So does this play into that, where you're telling somebody to safely move that dial so that they can hear differently, see differently, using their senses?
Yes, safety is huge. It's mostly mental. The mental is the part that's most at risk when you open up to this. And in order to appease family members, I've done several stays in mental institutions. And during my time as a teacher, I've actually trained two licensed practicing psychologists all the way to mastery level. And it was interesting. I asked them both the same question, why are you studying with me? I'm certifiably insane. And they said, because I want to actually learn how to help my patients, because they've figured out the same thing I did from my mental hospital stays, that 80, 90% of the patients have authentically opened up to spirit with no guide, no, nothing to understand it by. And so their only path to redemption is a system that invalidates their experience and then gives them a pill or something, to cut off the channels. So I found the safety to this is twofold. Well, threefold, actually. One, it has to do with balance, and that has to do with the chakras, which is an ancient understanding of energy flowing through the endocrine system. That's all chakras really are. We have testes, ovaries, adrenals, thymus, thyroid, pineal, pituitary. Energy flows through these hormones are released. The hormones have a color, a signature. So I teach a proper breath where you use the breath to move energy up and down your endocrine system and get everything in balance, because you can feel how you want to feel. It's to your average human who hasn't found their spirit, they're stuck in whatever mental framework is triggering whatever mental hormones all throughout the day. But once you free yourself with the breath, you can feel how you want to feel. And so balancing the hormones is a part of that safe initiation. The other part is metaphysics, understanding practical metaphysics, which is like the science behind spirituality, how it all works, the multidimensionality of the soul. Being grounded in good practical metaphysics, it will save you from a lot of these psychological issues. And the third is putting the creator, putting Christ, putting God at the center of it. Love does not care by what name it is called. And in fact, you could boil it down to, if you've chosen your heart, then you've chosen Christ, and it doesn't care what name that you call it. But by choosing to honor the Creator instead of saying, I created myself, I am God, that type of philosophy will get you into hell and high water. And I know from a lot of direct experience, I've been carefree for 8 years now, life nothing but a joy, all problems solved like before they even happen, all relationships symbiotic, because I've been in devotion to the Creator. All of my extrasensory perception, everything is geared towards making more room for loving God inside my body. And so that's my trifecta for safe initiation of these gifts.
Going back to chakras for a moment, once the crown is open, you have access to the six chakras that are above the crown. And of course, the 12th is divine energy. And that's what I triggered when I was able to do what I did, with my husband. So I have already been told that I'm coming from the 11th chakra as a healer myself. And so it's just a matter of being able to be open to divine energy, given time, and knowing that that's okay. A lot of people would go, that's not okay to do that because, being a therapist, knowing that people think that they're less than. And so then it's going back to understanding you are everything that you need to be. So it doesn't change that you are a dishwasher or you are a medical doctor or you are an attorney. There isn't a ladder that allows you to become better so that you can access these things. Would you say
Absolutely.
that's correct?
Yes, I agree 100%.
So if somebody was wanting to be a part of this institute, how do they go about talking to you, getting
Okay.
involved. Is this all online or is there a physical place that they need to go to?
It's all online and everything is umbrellaed through my bio site. They just go to michaelmonk.bio. That's BIO. That's my bio site. All my work is accessible from there, as well as my demonstrations, interviews, social media platforms, all of that. And I have two branches of my teaching. One is self-empowerment, which is the Energy Mastery Institute. The other is the Metaphysical Church of the Tree of Life, which couples the self-empowerment with devotion to the creator, devotion to the creation and the creator. So the two go hand in hand, but I realize that not everybody's going to vibe with my spiritual philosophy. So I offer what I know of self-empowerment, regardless of what faith a person comes from. Whether you're interested in the church or the self-empowerment, they both have a free package. Like at the Avatar Energy Institute, I have a free entry level course on energy mastery. And if you just enter your email address on the church, you get invited to 2 to 3 live streams per month.
Very nice. I mean, that's a wonderful gift that you offer people so they can experience a little bit and then go ahead and make their decision as to what spirit is saying to them. Because that
Yes, I figured that's a good way to go. That if you really have something of merit and value, that you should be able to give a free offering to prove it, and then let them make up their mind from there.
Right. What do you see? I guess we'll kind of finish with this, but what do you see as the near-term future for where people are at this moment in their lives, kind of objectively as you look around?
I really see a tidal wave of spiritual awakening happening, and it's going really quick. I came on the spiritual scene in 2008, and we were the oddballs. We were the nutters. And around 2014, maybe closer to 2016, all of a sudden it became cool to be spiritual. And that's everything. Once something is the cool thing to be doing, then it takes like wildfire. So even though it caused a lot of cliches and I roll my eyes at a lot of it, I have constantly remind myself, Michael, it's now cool to be spiritual. Like this is a great progress. And so I see a great awakening happening in dominoes to where I think in the next 10 to 20 years that it'll be common sense that everyone will know that we are spiritual beings and this will be the new common sense. That's what I see.
And hopefully more and more people beginning to see the light, if you will, of goodness in others and not
Yes.
quite as judgmental and quite as black and white in their thinking.
Yes, I believe that goes hand in hand with remembering your spirit because spirit is empathic. We're separated from everything in the body, but once you remember your spirit, you're interconnected to everything. So you can actually feel another person as yourself. You can feel the ground that you walk on as an extension of your body. So love your neighbor as yourself because your neighbor is yourself. Love your planet as yourself because it is yourself.
Right. And there's so much division still, at this moment in time.
Yes.
If that division can begin to disappear, maybe we'll begin to be able to hear one another.
I believe so.
And
There's a lot of top-down coordinated efforts to keep us divided, but I see more and more intelligent people seeing through that.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, thank you for being my guest. I wish you
Thank
nothing
you.
but success. And I will send everyone will see the link to how to reach out to you and how to
Appreciate that.
connect at the end of the synopsis that's on each of the platforms. So I don't know whether they're listening to Apple or Spotify or Google or iHeart, but whatever platform they're listening to, the link will be there to reach out to you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. This was a great conversation, Lucy.
Thank you for being here. All right, everyone, please go out there and make this your best life. Share today's show with Michael and help people maybe begin to, even if it's just scratching the surface of understanding who they are as spiritual beings, allow that to happen. That can be your gift to them to send this show and just say, hey, take a listen. Maybe there will be something that will speak to you. And that's what this show is really all about, is helping people like find their way, their journey that they're on, and make it more meaningful. So have a wonderful week, and we'll be here to talk to you next week. Make it your best life. Bye-bye, everyone.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.